First up, the federal government has introduced Home Affairs legislation proposing to strip back protections for immigrants and those seeking refugee status. The proposed legislation would allow the government to more easily detain and deport those who cannot adhere to certain instruction. Pushback from human rights organisations has resulted in a joint statement calling for the proposed bill to be overturned and blocked. The Wire's Zachary Probert spoke with Associate Legal Director at the Human Rights Law Centre, Laura John, to discuss the bill further.
Last year, in the final sitting week of Parliament, the Albanese government rushed through laws to exile people to third countries and force them to comply with removal directions or face jail. And what the government has done this week is to introduce new laws that dangerously expand these powers. There are three main aspects of this new law, this anti-fairness bill. The first removes the government's duty to give a person a fair chance to explain why they shouldn't be deported. Now, what this means is that the government wouldn't have to consider basic questions about whether a person could access medical care in the third country, whether they would face harm in the third country, or even whether they would be permanently separated from their family. And the bill also removes the government's duty to give a person a fair chance to explain why they couldn't comply with a removal direction. So to give you an example, the government could give a mother a direction requiring her to obtain a passport for her child, and she would have no opportunity to explain that she simply couldn't get the father's consent due to family violence and so couldn't get that passport for her child. But her failure to comply with that direction could result in jail time. So by eliminating these safeguards that are designed to ensure fairness and which are fundamental to our legal system, the government is trying to legislate its own willful ignorance. And it's showing that it really doesn't care if it gets these life-changing decisions wrong.
So you're saying they've completely scrapped any form of legal protections at all. Is there anything that can help defend people looking for immigration or refugee situations?
So what these laws are trying to do is to create essentially a parallel system that subjects migrants and refugees to harsher treatment purely on the basis of their visa status. So what these laws are aimed at is removing natural justice principles that are there to ensure fairness. So it really means that this group of migrants and refugees are facing a parallel system where they won't be able to access really basic rights to be able to be heard and to be able to explain their situation before really significant decisions are taken, such as the decision to deport.
Are people within these situations able to defend themselves, or is it completely up to the government's decision within a case-to-case basis?
When it comes to deportation, what it would essentially mean is that a person who is facing deportation would have to be able to access lawyers very quickly in order for potentially court action to be taken. It's really not good enough for a person to have to depend on being able to access legal assistance when they're already in a deeply vulnerable position, probably in immigration detention, in order to vindicate their rights. And in the other situation where the department might issue a person with a direction to cooperate with their removal, the only option a person would have would be to explain why they weren't able to comply in the course of criminal charges. It's really not fair for that onus to be on people in those situations to, after the fact, have to explain what has occurred. And when it comes to deportation, it's simply might be too late at that point for any of these arguments to be made.
What accountability will there be for the government and its relevant departments if this bill is passed?
Well, we would strongly encourage all members of parliament to think very carefully about the implications of this bill, and we don't think that it should become law. We think the bill should be rejected in its entirety. If it does become law, it's another example of the Albanese government removing the very few accountability mechanisms that still exist for migrants and refugees. And that would be a very terrible thing, not just for the people who are directly impacted, but also for all Australians and for our community, because this then becomes the standard that we accept for people who have come here seeking protection. The other aspect of the bill that we haven't touched on yet is a really blatant attempt by the Albanese government to circumvent the court, because there are cases that have been made, that court decisions that have been made, that essentially say that certain visa decisions were made incorrectly because they were based on wrong information and outdated law. And now what this new bill attempts to do is to retrospectively validate all of those visa decisions that were made incorrectly. So it's just another example of the Albanese government trying to circumvent court decisions, preempt court decisions that it doesn't like, and again would result in migrants and refugees being subjected to this parallel legal system just because of their visa status.
Associate Legal Director at the Human Rights Law Centre, Laura John, speaking with The Wire's Zachary Probert. The Wire has reached out to the Department of Home Affairs for further comment.